right or wrong, black or white, cross the line, you're going to pay. Live or Die by Shades of Gray. That's some cry, cry, cry. Welcome to Real Liberty Media, y'all. This is Vince Easley. I'm your host today with the Ponder Gander of What Matters. And we're taking a look at a little Justified and Why We Fight. We're going to work into the Bundy Ranch standoff 5 years later. And we're going to talk about that at the end. And I'm going to kind of walk through some of this business of why we fight. So, you know, why we fight, become the media and take back your future. Journalism, that is, truth, needs defense. And you are what you do, not what you say you'll do. So be the media. This is Vinny Online. And reminded you, you can help in other ways right here. You'll find it in the R-Log here. Real Liberty Media donate link. So today this is stepping back in after about 3 weeks. I went back and covered my first three broadcasts from UCY.TV from 2013 when I started doing this radio thing here. And today we're back to Bundy et al. Standing Matters. It is the Bundy Ranch Standoff and Trial Report by me, Vincent Easley II. This is What Matters, a Ponder Gander radio writing series and all the hashtags that go along with it. This is April the 19th. 2019, a week later, after the five-year anniversary. So, whatever it takes, overcoming tyranny and oppression in America. And you'll see the photo credit, my one and only published photograph. Thank you, Readout News. Right there, photo credit, Justified. Taste of the non sequitur. Right or wrong, I said, black or white. Cross the line and you're going to pay. Well, even so much as if you plant the wrong bush in your front yard, in some places, you will comply or die. It is possible. It is. Go howl. Talk is cheap and truth is action. If you see something, do something. Know your rights and record all encounters with public officials in the public. Then audit to ensure your rights will not be violated. Thank you, Wanataka. To be rooted is to say, here I am, nourished, and here I will grow. For I have found a place where every sunrise shows me how to be more than what I was yesterday. And I need not wonder to feel the wonder of my blessings. That's from a book called Shattered by Kevin Hearn. When we think about this, it's like real simple, and we go back to Child's Tales. This is a, you know, it is the tail of the tortoise and the hare hide the hoof. It's the setup for the takedown. It's the stalking horse. And what's behind that door? Sometimes we wonder as we ponder. But once upon a time, there was an old mother pig who had three little pigs, and they had not enough food to eat for them. So when they were old enough, she sent them out in the world to seek their fortunes. Now the first little pig, he was very lazy, and he didn't want to work at all. He built his house out of straw. The second little pig, he worked just a bit harder, but he was somewhat lazy too, and he built his house of sticks. Then they sang and danced, and they played together the rest of the day. The third little pig worked hard all day and built his house with bricks. It was sturdy. It was so sturdy, sturdy house, complete with a fireplace and chimney, and it looked like it was could withstand the strongest winds. Now, the next day, a wolf happened by passed by the lane where the three little pigs lived, and he saw the straw house, and he smelt the pig inside, and he thought the pig would make, he'd make a mighty fine meal, and his mouth began to water. So he knocked on the door, and he says, little pig, let me in, let me in. Whoops. Let me move that wire. But the little pig saw the wolf's big paws through the keyhole, and he answered back, no, 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 not by the hairs on me, chinny, chin, chin. The English pig. Then the wolf showed his teeth, and he says, and I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down. So he huffed, and he puffed, and he blew the house down. The wolf opened his jaws very wide and bit down as hard as he could. But the little pig escaped and ran away to hide with the second little pig. Well, the wolf continued down the lane, and he passed the second house made of sticks. And he saw the house, and he smelled the pigs inside. His mouth began to water, and he thought, that'd be a fine dinner they'd make. So he knocked on the door, and he says, little pigs, let me in, let me in. But before the little pigs saw the wolf's pointy ears, they had out through that keyhole, they answered back to him. He says, no, not by the hairs of me, chinny, chin, chin. So the wolf, he showed his teeth, and he says, then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down. So he huffed, and he puffed, and he blew the house down. The wolf was so greedy, and he tried to catch both pigs at once, but he was so greedy, and he got neither. His big jaws clamped down on nothing but air, and the two little pigs scrambled away as fast as their little hooves could carry them. The wolf chased them down the lane, and he almost caught them, but they made it to the brick house and slammed the door closed before the wolf could catch them. Now, the three little pigs, they were very frightened, and they knew that the wolf wanted to eat them, and that was very, very true. The wolf hadn't eaten all day, and he'd worked up quite a large appetite chasing the pigs around, and now he could smell all three of them inside, and he knew that the little pigs, they would make such a lovely feast. So he knocked on the door, and he says, little pigs, let me in, let me in. But the little pigs saw the wolf's narrow eyes through the keyhole, so they answered back, no, not by the hairs of our chinny chin chin. So the wolf, he shows his teeth, and he says, and I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down. Well, he huffed, and he puffed, and he puffed, and huffed, and he huffed, and huffed. And he puffed, and he puffed, but he could not blow the house down. At last, he was so out of breath, he couldn't huff, and he couldn't puff anymore, so he stopped to rest, and he thought for a bit. But this was too much. The wolf danced about with such rage, and he swore he'd come down the chimney and eat up the little pig for his supper. And while he was climbing down and onto the roof, the little pigs, they made up a blazing fire and put a pot of water on the bowl. Then, just as the wolf come down the chimney, the little piggies pulled the lid off the pot, and plop, in went the wolf and slammed the lid down into the scalding water the wolf was. So the little piggies, they boiled them up, and they ate them for supper. Quite a little different story than what you might have been told. Did you know the pigs ate the wolf? And who cried wolf, anyways? That's what I'd like to know. Well, there's been many people who cry wolf because they've heard that story all their life. It's always been told just a little bit different, I think, sometimes. But to be rooted is that to say, here I am nourished, and here I will grow. For I have found a place where every sunrise shows me how to be more than what I was yesterday. And I need not wander to feel the wonder of my blessings. Thank you, Kevin Hearn. Shattered. Robert Frost says, I have miles to go and promises to keep before I sleep. Johnny Cash, he said, every question that I ask, I get a lie, lie, lie. When everybody's forgotten you and you're left on your own, you wake up some cold day and find out you're alone. I'll hurt. Don't hunt the hurt. I'll hurt when you think of the fool. It will hurt. Try it again. It will hurt. Yes, it will. It hurts right now, maybe just a little bit. It'll hurt when you think of the fool you've been. For every lie you tell, you're going to cry, cry, cry. Now I got to get over here and push buttons. Let me push pause and we'll play that song. Boom, boom. Thank you, Johnny. You're going to cry, cry, cry. Well, a lot of things you cry about in this world, Adam. Pretty sharp. You've all shed a tear. Well, what are we really crying about? Some ill things going on in this world. War is an ill thing, as I surely know, but 'twould be an ill world for weaponless dreamers if evil men were not now and then slain. Thank you, Kipling. Best intentions. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequity of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down great vengeance upon thee with furious anger on those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers, and you will know my name. I kind of changed up just a little bit in there. Let me jump down to it. Change it. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers, and you will know my name when I lay my fury upon thee. That's taken from Ezekiel 25:17, the King James says it, and I will execute great vengeance upon them with furious rebukes, and they shall know that I am the Lord, and they shall know. And when I lay my vengeance upon them, that is. Now, the first part of that, Quentin Tarantino from Pulp Fiction, and have a couple of click-ons here for a YouTube video, and I think I might do that. We'll go to the ending with Samuel L. Jackson, and I'll have to go hit mute again here. Or pause, that is. Okay, pause here. Okay, so the C word, that's cussing mad, or displaying a plumage of verbiage. Practical versus practical. Why we fight? Mean it. Don't demean it. As good as you can be. In the words of Vinny Cuss. Anyway, so there is a practical distinction, and I hope you'll find my explanation practicable. The words both stem ultimately from the Greek word, or that term, that is, of praktikos, meaning practical. However, while practical refers to something that is effective, useful, or easy to use, practical means something that is or could be done. Thank you, Daily Writing Tips. That is where we find ourselves in what is practicable or practical, and to engage and to find that wrong to try to make it right. You know, that stirs that when we get cussing mad, we get stirred up. But there are consequences and repercussions. There are consequences and repercussions. And don't try to take my cornbread. So we'll leave this here for you to find also. Click that, and that'll take you over to the that movie. Well, I guess I'm just going to have to click it real quick and hit mute or stop the play on it in just a second. Can you name this movie?
You eat your cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Trevor.
Don't say nothing.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I think he's talking to you.
You talking to me? I think he's talking to you. Can you name this movie? You going to eat your cornbread? Well, you know, that's how life happens sometimes. People think that it's all right to just come along and take what you got, right? Your cornbread, your cattle, or whatever else there might be. Get cussing mad about it. Well, it's all left up to you. Even a blind pig can find an acorn once in a while. And here, I'm going to open up on this, and let's listen to this song. There we go. That's all left up to you. Yes, it is a kind of a hillbilly redneck show, isn't it, Frumpy? The music show, that is. Well, let's see here. Where does that leave us at after the blind pig finding an acorn? Well, cussing mad, that's where we was at. People just don't swear like they used to. As long ago as 1944, H.L. Meacham said that the great observer of the American language, he says, sadly noted, that is, that cursing had been on the decline since the Civil War, and that while there were still obscenities, it was all based upon one or two four-letter words in their derivatives, and there is little true profanity in it. Well, just taking a look back, by Saint Boogers and all the saints at the backside of purgatory. So there is no Booger Saint, of course, and this is a line from Stern Tristram Shandy that is considered by scholars to have been a homoerotic subtext. Let it fly with pride. Now, down to number 10, I skipped from the top down here, and these is the best I could get out of this link right there. But go figure. Of all things to say, it says that by the double bird jumping genimity, it's too bad the tradition of productive long by the swears has fallen out of fashion. You could load enough crazy sounding nonsense out there to really scare your kids into cleaning their rooms. You might just only imagine. But then there's the other guy. He's been known to have crossed three lanes of traffic and stop his car just to get, that is, just to right the very smallest of wrongs and be on finding the liquid turd playing the knockout game. This was a good one. I like audiobooks. Mark Cameron, Day Zero. Well, yeah. Wouldn't you like to catch somebody like that? You know them, you seen any of them videos, the knockout game? So this was the guy's character here, and the hero of the story. We have kings in grass castles. A king of his own kingdom to be blown away by a puff of wind. Opine the grime. It's a token at home. It's what you it's what you've scraped off and what you carry with you. Colson Whitehead Zone. Thank you, Circle Line. The Danish define a state. It is the institutionalized and centralized political organization whose management has a legal monopoly on the right to, with power, determine and regulate law and order within a specific territory. Well, you wonder who makes the laws and who these people at the bar are. Har, har, har. It ain't funny at all. It may be that a man who listens to himself is twice a fool. That was said to the rebel, Johnny Yuma. And we're going to have to push some buttons over here. So let me go push pause on the recording. Unpaused. Okay, we're back. Here I am. Is the sound of someone strangling chickens? I am. Thank you. And I wish upon you tone deafness for your listening enjoyment. We'll be singing La 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 in a minute. But yeah, that was a Ramblin' Man. And, well, you can run on for a long time. You can go tell that long-tongued liar. Well, my goodness gracious. Let me tell you the news. Just go do my will. There's a voice ringing softly in my head. And there's times like dying. Or it was said in a Western short film anyways. But sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. I think I've got my links mixed up here. So I'll probably have to go back and change that. So if you click it when you're over on the R-Log. Yes, we've thinking Circle for this hashtag. R-L-O-G. I call it R-Log. Radio Log. And it'll take you at least here into Hal Anthony if you're doing a search. And I guess I'll have to remind Grimner again. Start using that R-Log on the Twitter. we'll capture that. We'll capture the market through the R-Log. There's a few people that use that, but mostly unrelated. But anyways, yeah, singing your own mighty song. Singing your own mighty song. I was supposed to have a link for that, but anyways, that's another Mark Cameron Day Zero quote. But a burp, thank you. Singing la la la. Let's hear this. This is old Pokey. You might figure out if you know who he is or not. And I'll come up here and push pause again. Oh, wait a minute. That was the wrong one. Wrong link. I'll pause.
I'm so happy, got me singing la la la.
La la la, the la la blues. Pokey LaFarge. Sure enough. Oh no, what happened to my page? There it is. I thought I pushed the wrong button. Well, normally I would. That every man, every normal man at least, is, he must be tempted at times to spit on his hands and hoist the black flag and begin slitting throats. Them some tough words. But I've heard them echoed. But that was a quote from Meacham. I've said, guard your words. Guard your words. Sometimes I don't, do I? But, hey, why do we fight? That's today's title for a ponder gander. We're singing la la la. Yeah, the la la blues. But it was so happy, he said it made him so happy singing the la la blues. Well, we come back to this valley, and it says, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's not much left. As I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me, treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking. This is some gangster paradise. Let's click on it and listen to it. I bet Grimner knows who it is. Living in a gangster's paradise. Money and power. That's what we find in this battle. This occupation of punks. Like a fart in a phone booth sometimes. Or you might say the blade itself incites to deeds of violence. Homer said it. It's the first law. According to this one feller. Violence is not the answer. It's the question. And the answer is yes. Isn't that the response we find so many times? It's how we're treated. If you get in the path, even just by words, not even deeds, we see people in prison. To be or not to be. To be free or not to free. To crawl or not to crawl. To stand or not to stand. To plan or not to plan. To sing or swing. Think or not. No, I'm not talking about you. F all the perfect people. Chip Taylor and the New Ukrainians. You can listen to that from the R-Log here. The radio log at Real Liberty Media. Uh-oh. I accidentally hit the button. I did. Let's go back and push another button and open it back up. This automated thing, Grimner, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Bump a bump. The gangster's paradise. Okay. Now I've got to get back down here. Where was I? Way past cussing mad, I do believe. But why we fight? Do we get cussing mad? sure. There he was. Back there to the violence is not the answer. To sing or swing. That's what we found with the turncoats at people informants. They sing. Sing la, la, la. Singing their own song. Well, truth never damages the cause that is just, says Gandhi. We can rationalize all we want, but the fact is there is not a right way to do the wrong thing. Becky Craven, Carol Bundy's friend, quote from her, link in the R-Log here. On the other hand, even if it's not paved, if it's not a paved pathway to hell, one can still do the right thing in a wrong way. That's where we find some of our political prisoners, in the right thing in a wrong way. We must ask if they'd give any advice had they had the opportunity to do it again. And certainly others had done nothing, certainly, like Todd. Lots of others. Well, I'd rather be in hell with my back broke than eating high on the hog with these sort of folks. And I'm not being above my raisins and as far as turning down a good meal. And of course, I'd eat it all but the squeal. We all need a friend now and then. Oh, I'll read that again, how I wrote it down and where I took it from. We all need a friend, if not, but every now and again. Carol Bundy said the beautiful thing about the truth is it's so easy to tell. Well, where does Cliven Bundy stand today? Last year, there was a Bundy appeal update and just a handful of documents, and we're still sitting in there. Judge Gloria Navarro said that the failure to turn over such evidence violates due process, and further, she pined the misconduct on both the prosecution and the investigation agencies. It's egregious what these people did, how they colluded, conspired against the Bundys and other folks, and how they captured them and locked them up. It's why we fight. Is Cliven Bundy American patriot? Mike Stickler, he addressed government duplicity. Referring to the trial testimony in regard to Cliven Bundy's continuous trespass, the cattle that is, that the BLM admitted that they had changed the rules and claims from the prosecution that certain documents didn't exist or certain events didn't even happen was an intentional cover-up to protect the prosecution and weaken the defense. Those are the trial arguments. It is. I was in there for some of that, except for when the jury was seated. Prejudiced. Prejudiced. If I want to talk, I want me to talk about that. I believe I've got this link right here to click on right here. Let's open it. Clickable right here in the R-Log. Take you over here to civillaws.com, prejudice. What does prejudice mean? There's several things you can look at here, online legal forms and on down to ask a civil rights lawyer. Well, the term prejudice, it varies in its respective definition with regard to a variety of spectrums in which the word is used. Primarily, the term prejudice can be defined as the discrimination against another group or individual with regards to an individual trait or characteristic believed to be out of the control of the individual who displays it. Examples of social prejudice can be in any of the following: racial, sexual orientation, age, gender, religious discrimination. Although the rights expressed within the United States Constitution allow for every American citizen to enjoy the rights. Hold on just a minute. Okay, good. enjoy the right to freedom of speech, express prejudice with regard to the happiness, opportunity, and well-being of another individual is both illegal and unlawful. This can include biased hiring practices and admission policies. With prejudice versus without prejudice. In a legal forum, the term prejudice retains additional connotation extending from social bias with regard to court decision. Verdicts mandated by a presiding court can vary in their respective prejudice. With prejudice, in the case of a verdict mandated by a court of law subsequently acknowledged by the presiding judge, a verdict with prejudice entails that the sentencing is final and cannot be appealed. A verdict with prejudice can only be granted upon a review of all the pertinent case details. Without prejudice, in the case of a verdict issued without prejudice, the presiding judge does not disallow an individual's right or opportunity to appeal the verdict through another trial or a motion to an applicable appellate court. Still sitting over there in the Ninth Circuit, this the state prosecution, the federal authorities has challenged this dismissal with prejudice against Bundy in Tier 1 and Tier 2. And you got the other guys, you know, that came along that took a plea or were convicted. A very, very, very unfair trial all through this. And that's the way it works. I saw with Bruce Doucette in Denver how that works. Railroad. Thanks, Mike. Stick with that article. Was from last year, so today is a 4-year anniversary. Then a week ago, now 5 years, the anniversary of the protest in Bunkerville, Nevada, widely known worldwide as the Standoff. It's also called the Battle of Bunkerville, the Bundy Ranch Standoff. What I've heard it called best was the peaceful pushback. That's where hundreds and hundreds of people came and stood in the gap, despite their fear. Now, 5 years later, the protest that redefined the West. You'll find this link here, and that comes from Doug Knowles. It matters how you stand. Got to know Doug. Also, you'll find that picture up there from Readout News. Shout out to them folks right there for sure. We have arbitrary legality makes a bad law. So this is a link shared by Brian Hyde. Thank you. And for some reason here, this has covered up the... I'll have to go back and edit. It's covered this stuff up here. Let me go back over and see if I can read it better right from here. I have to go fix that edit. In the preview is what I was reading from. So I'll go back down here. Doggone it. Arbitrary, well, I'll let you read it. Arbitrary legality makes bad laws. Internet. Thanks, Brian, for sharing that. Now, also, the Nevada court dismissed Clive and Bundy's lawsuit against the Center for Biological Diversity on February 26th of 2019 in response to last year's motion filed by Kieran Suckling, November 8th of 2018, and you'll find the links for the Twitter status. This motion is not even a motion. Sick. I got to use some of that today there. Thanks to Pro Writing Aid and Writing Momentum. I interrupted myself. Let me go back in here. Suckling said last week on his Twitter account of the 5-minute hearing, stating that the plaintiff's lead attorney didn't show, again, he's so sick, put them in the back, in the brackets, failed to serve the state of Nevada. Again, here's a Kieran Suckling's status quote. Bundy claims the U.S. Constitution forbids the federal government from owning large swaths of land for public use. His assertion has been rejected by the Supreme Court and numerous federal courts, including two rulings issued in response to filings by Bundy himself. Included there is the link to that biologicaldiversity.org press release. Public Lands Bundy. And from the NevadaIndependent.com article, Cliven Bundy sues Nevada seeking court order to declare federally owned lands property of the state. Fair use notice, creating Creative Commons, and all that good stuff. Lawyer says says Rancher Bundy will appeal the lawsuit dismissal. That comes from on April the 10th of 2019 from David Ferreira, a Las Vegas Review Journal. And thanks the Rancho 42, Joe Robertson's conviction overturned. So what about Todd Engel and Greg Burleson and Jerry DeLimas? Talked about some of them earlier. And some other folks up in there. The Judicial Watch Supreme Court moves to overturn conviction of a veteran fined and jailed for digging ponds on his rural Montana property. He's since passed. Also note news is Harney County Sheriff Dave Ward is intending to resign. Due to the county's current budget cuts, citing the inability to meet his duties and responsibilities of the sheriff mandated by law, the well-known figure from the Oregon standoff said he'll be stepping down at the end of the year. Where does it leave it? That's just what I asked Cliven Bundy the 2 days after he got out up there in front of the sheriff's department in Las Vegas. All this, all these years later, now what? There's nothing changed. They're still trying to appeal this dismissal with prejudice and bring them back to court. So, why do we fight? Cussing mad. You ever get cussing mad? Feel like you're doing right. Somebody come again you. That about wraps this up here. I'll have to go back and do a little bit of edit. I'll ask Grimner to come in here and do all them tag things on this video and squash it and put it into the R-log over there. And Ponder Gander, find it at RealLibertyMedia.com. And so this is the free freakers. You want to be free? Be a freaker. That's right. This is Freaker Friday right here at RealLibertyMedia.com. Stick around. I believe we got Grammy. She's, I don't think I heard she was leaving out tonight. That was last week. So she'll be here at 7 o'clock tonight, all times Eastern. And at 11, we've got Graham and, well, let me get over here to the chat and you guys, somebody tell me. Grimner is Moosey coming along tonight. We got the Freakers Ball, y'all, or Balls to the Walls. Well, then tomorrow at noon Eastern, we've got the Dork Table where Mr. Flash, somebody, will be dorking along, hostage or not. Co-hostage. I like the way he spelled that. All caps in the host. Co-hostage. Very clever. And Sunday, come on along at 11:45 when Grimner fires up the instrumentation to bring us some wonderful blues for the Sunday as we play some trivia. At Real Liberty Media. Fast Fingers, come push some buttons. We got Fast Fingers over here. So does some of them. I'm pretty slow. Anyway, so then we're going to go and we're going to switch up the time zone watch because we're going to the left coast out there and going behind the woodshed at noon o'clock Pacific for the Notice in the News with Hal Anthony. That's 3 p.m. Eastern time, y'all. Come on back Monday, too, for some Grim Leftovers. Mr. Grim Near, he comes from far and near and brings some of the most delicious links and savory flavor. So come on along, and that is at 7 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday, we're back again at noon. No, I'm sorry, it's going to be 1 o'clock Eastern. Noon my time. 4 in a perfect world, where Flash is back, and me many times along with him. And, hey, that brings us to Wednesday, and Grammy Mary's back again in a rocket chair. Blasting off, y'all. That is at 7 p.m. Eastern. Thursday. You know what? I was messing up your time, actually, yesterday, Flash. But at noon o'clock, you figured out Easter Central time. For 20% off, it's such a deal. Yes, come on. And Flash, he does a solo. Solo that we can hear him still. excuse me, back again for the very next week of Friday right here. And have another Ponder Gander. I appreciate y'all coming along. Let me go push a button. Buttons, I say, buttons. Oh, hey, did I tell you guys about I got a pet? I sure did. I named him Bob. Likes water. Yes, I got a sponge. It's so carefree. Toodles.